For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people through her books, timeless teaching, and courageous faith. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Let's join Elizabeth now as she encourages us once again to live life to its fullest as disciples of Jesus Christ.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And you know what else it says? It says the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. That's in Deuteronomy 33:27. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So glad you could find the time, or take the time, arrange the time, to get away from your family and come to the studio so we could talk. You know, I get a lot of response when you talk on my radio programs, and it's rare for us to be able to get together since I live in Massachusetts and you live in California, but here we are. And I have a letter here from one of our radio listeners who says, I have a few nagging questions. Our daughter is almost three, and we have always planned to homeschool. The series Valerie participated in was so helpful, as I look forward to that. It may have been during that series that one of you commented that Valerie gets rid of more and more toys as the years go by. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what she says here, that you get rid of more and more toys as the years go by. Is that true?
I'm certainly trying to. I really believe in the less children have, the more contented they are. The more they have, the more discontented they are. I really believe that. So I want to keep teaching my children that they don't need very much to keep busy with, and I want their hands busy, but I want them to be making things, producing things with their hands rather than using what some other person's imagination has made up for them to play with.
My mother always said that you could buy children fancy toys, but if they're 2 or 3 year old children, very likely they will have more fun playing with the measuring cups and spoons and the sieve in the kitchen.
That's right.
Do you find that true with your children?
I've found that cardboard boxes have been
there's nothing like
the
it,
one
is there?
Thing cardboard that keeps them going for hours. My 7-year-old loves to make houses and stables and barns with cardboard boxes, and she's forever cutting up cardboard boxes to make windows and doors. And she has begged for a real live stable, not for the size of a real horse, but she has begged for one to play with small horses with, and we have just kept putting her off and saying she doesn't need it. She's doing just fine with cardboard boxes. But we are trying to not buy toys that are overly
stimulating,
yes, uh-huh. And some of the creatures that people have made up out of their own imaginations are so horrible. I can't understand why mothers want to buy them for their children, because they're not only ugly, but the child has to, with his imagination, he has to figure out what kind of a creature this is in order to play with it. And he doesn't understand what the person had in mind who made the toy. So it's much better for a child to make up his own toys. And when I talk about horses for my two girls who play with horses, they have real-looking horses. And they love making saddles out of material for the horses and making reins and making fences out of paper or books or cardboard.
But if you gave them all those things that you'd bought in the store, mm-hmm. all these accoutrements that go along with every kind of toy, then what room is there for imagination? It just seems to me that children are overstimulated and overindulged.
Absolutely.
And I think of your days in the jungle and how simple things were for us there, because you really didn't have toys other than a doll. You did have a doll,
mm-hmm.
and you had a few crayons. I really can't remember much else. You had a little tea set, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But almost everything that you did with your jungle playmates was with sticks and stones and fires and swimming in the river and playing with bugs and whatnot.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad to know that you and I are sort of on the same wavelength, although I do find it very difficult as a grandmother to know what in the world to give your children because they see stuff that other kids have. But I couldn't agree more that these weird creatures, like dragons and dinosaurs and Martian creatures and all sorts of things that are totally unidentifiable, there's something very distracting and overstimulating to children. They know what to do with a horse. They know what a horse says. They know what the kitty says and the duck says and the cow says. And they are real creatures that they can fill in what to do with. But these other things really get me. So I think there were some other things in that same letter that we got.
Well, this lady says, I purchase many quality but inexpensive items at yard sales, but I don't want to just accumulate because it costs so little and spoil her in that way. I don't feel like the other Christian families in my area necessarily have wise counsel or examples to offer me. That is true. There are very few Christian families who set a good example of not spoiling their children, especially just simply being able to say no to whatever desires the child has. And so many children see an awful lot of TV, even though many Christian families are definitely curbing the amount of TV their children are watching. They're seeing things that other children have through TV or movies.
Just being with other kids.
And through that, they think they have to have a desire, or they have to have the thing that they see and want. I think of the verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I want to teach my children that. I want to teach that they don't need to want anything. They
that
don't
word,
have to have what word, everybody else has.
That word "want" doesn't only mean desire, does it? It means lack. I will not lack anything.
Right.
Doesn't mean that the child wouldn't necessarily want something else, but can you give our listeners some help when their children think they're being much too hard on them and saying, "Oh, Mom," you know, if the mother says, "You have enough toys, you have this doll, you have these doll clothes, you have this or that or the other thing, no, I'm not going to buy you the toy that you saw on the TV or the toy that your next-door neighbor has." And the child right away says, "Oh, Mom."
Then what you never get us anything, or you never buy me anything. I'm thankful that I have restrictions in my own mind as to how much, of course, financially speaking, I can't spend a lot of money. And secondly, I'm thankful that I know that they don't need very much at all. They need food and clothing and love and training. Those are the things that they need. But when I know from my own past experience that when I have said yes to my children on things that I know they don't need, it's because of a fear that they will think I'm depriving them. And I'm becoming more and more confident in being able to say no without fearing what they think of me. When they grow up, I believe that they will be able to be thankful that I didn't give them everything that they wanted, even though at the present time they may think I'm mean, they may think I never get them anything, they may think they have nothing to do because I haven't given them what they wanted. But I am more and more free now to say no because I'm not afraid of what they're going to think of me, whereas in the past I remember times when I was afraid to say no to them. And the Lord is giving me more confidence to say no very confidently, and you don't need that, and you will understand when you get older that you don't need those things. You do need your imagination. You do need to work with your hands. You do need to run with those little legs. You need to be outside. You need to be reading good books, but you don't need to have the things that you want.
And how long does the mood last once you've said no to the child and he's voiced his complaints to you? I mean, they get over it pretty fast,
definitely.
Don't they?
They get over it
and
very
fast. In 15 minutes, they don't need that thing that they thought they couldn't get along without, right?
Right. I took my 2-year-old to the store, Target, yesterday, and it was just one day after his birthday. And I had to take him to the toy aisle because I had promised my 9-year-old that I would get him a reward for memorizing some scripture. And I'm not sure how wise that was. My first idea of getting a reward for my 9-year-old was to take him out for lunch or to spend some time walking with him or take him out for an ice cream. But instead of that, he asked if he could have some kind of a Lego toy. So I said I would take him anyway. I had my 2-year-old with me, and he saw all these different toys for children his age, and he started screeching and wanting them, and I actually let him get down from the cart and stand in the aisle and push a little push toy back and forth, and then I said, it's time now to go home, and he started to screech, and I said, no, Theo, this doesn't belong to us. We need to go home. And it is amazing how fast they can get over it. I mean, it seems just awful in the moment when they're starting to throw a fit. And yet I was thankful I could calmly say, no, Theo, we don't have to get that. And I remember the days in the past when I thought, oh, dear, I'm going to have to get this because I want to make my child happy. Now my goal is not to make my child happy, but to try to make him holy. And so that means having to deny them a lot of things that they think they want.
But the only one who is truly happy is the one who is holy, according to God's word. So
right.
Thank you, Val, for being with us today, and we'll be talking some more with you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.